NPR's Vice President for News, Bruce Drake, is in the studio with me now. And this is a kind of a moment for reminiscing. Bruce, you and I were both there. We covered the 1980 Reagan campaign, and then you covered the Reagan White House for the New York Daily News for 6 years. What do you think about Ronald Reagan as a personality? He was considerable charm in public, very warm with the people that he, the voters that he met and so forth. Did he come across backstage the way he did on the public stage?
Well, you know, Linda, you've spoken tonight to a lot of people about the big events and issues during the Reagan presidency, but one thing I was struck was what you were just putting your finger on was the public versus the private, the public versus the not-so-public persona. I think on the stage, whether making a speech to Congress or on the campaign trail, Ronald Reagan exuded a warmth. I mean, the adjective grandfatherly was used so much in the press that I'm sure a Google search would self-destruct your computer. But up close, except for the very small people of small circle of people that he was close to, I found him a fairly remote personality, somebody who did not easily make small talk. I remember in a campaign event during the 1980 campaign, we stopped off in a butcher shop in Little Italy in Philadelphia, and there was the owner of the shop was brimming with such enthusiasm of Reagan. He brought out a big plywood board with the name Reagan spelt out with sausages, and waited for some sort of a response. And Mr. Reagan just stood there uncomfortably for a while until a cameraman said, "Well, this is the meat of the campaign, isn't it, Governor?" And he said, "Well, yes, this is the meat of the campaign." So there was a public warmth, but up close, it was not as palpable.
But what about the tone in Washington? Today, things are highly partisan between Republicans and Democrats, and it was not really like that when Reagan was president.
No, it wasn't. As a number of people have noted, Reagan was the former president was able to strike up very friendly and amicable relationships with somebody as philosophically opposed to him as late House Speaker Tip O'Neill. So there was a very different tone in Washington than there is now.
And there was a change between the first and second Reagan administrations very quickly. What do you think about what happened there?
Well, there was a real sea change when James Baker and the so-called pragmatists left and Donald Regan came in. There was incredible friction between Mr. Regan and Nancy Reagan. And while there may have been a lot of strife in the first term between the old-time Reagan loyalists and the pragmatists like James Baker, he was certainly better served in that first term than he was in the second. And in the second, they had all the difficulties, as you know, like Iran-Contra.
Bruce, thanks very much. NPR's Vice President for News, Bruce Drake.